We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'll tell you what you won't hear today, and that's the actual news, which is hair-raising. Where do I even begin? Judicial Watch, who I sent my latest check to, it's been a little over a week now. Because they're doing the job of the entire Department of Justice on a shoestring budget. And what they do, what Judicial Watch does, is they sue. Freedom of Information Act requests. This is stuff the DOJ could get if they wanted. They don't need to sue. FBI answers to them. Plus, it's in their own files. So Judicial Watch has to take the extra step that our attorney generals Sessions and Barr do not have to take. They just go down the hall and get it from the file. Or wherever it's stored. Judicial Watch has to sue, yet they're miles ahead of the Department of Injustice. Not surprising, since the Department of Injustice is directly implicated in many of the crimes here. This just came out this week. They got this through FOIAs. Listen to this. The FBI had warned, right? Before I explain this, you got to explain. You understand, every one of those classified to top secret emails that Hillary sent illegally from her office to the unprotected server is a felony. Every one is a felony. There are hundreds. We know that. That's not new, okay? What is new is what Judicial Watch uncovered. That the FBI, in writing, had warned Hillary, had warned about Hillary's massive compromise of national security with her private email system. They put it in writing. Then they covered it up. Hillary Clinton's national security breach was so egregious, the FBI said her entire, this is in the memo they wrote, said the entire system could have been classified. Why is that? Because of something called the cascade effect. For instance, individual emails themselves, they might have had a C for classified, right? But if you were able to get five of them off the computer, or a certain five or a certain 10 or a certain 15, then you would have a whole picture. It's called a cascade. And at that level, we hit top secret and beyond top secret stuff. And so the FBI puts this memo out. Hey, she knows, not only is she breaking the law, again, every one of these is a felony. There are hundreds here. She should never see the light of day again. She should be buried under the prison. I keep in mind, we live in a country where one sailor takes one picture of a submarine console and doesn't share it with anybody but stores it at home. And he does a year in prison. His life's ruined. One picture. This is way beyond that. This is all of our national security secrets. They all run through the State Department. The State Department coordinates everything that the CIA does in foreign lands. It is virtually an extension of the CIA. It's everything. And she was the head of the State Department. She ran it all through her computers. I mean, it is incalculable and unfathomable, the damage that she did to our national security, which, by the way, was mentioned in the FBI memo that Judicial Watch got. It's just, it's unbelievable. And the memo even says that because of the mosaic effect of all of this, once you put five of these classified emails together, now you have a whole picture of how we're operating in Somalia. You got everything you need to know what we're doing. Said that this could have a dramatic effect on national security. That's how serious this is. So we have the FBI in writing warning Hillary she can't do this. She is compromising national security. And they covered it up. Not only did she not take the server down, she kept operating. She didn't care. So it's not just, well, I didn't know what C stood for. I didn't know. I missed that briefing. They warned her in writing. There is a protocol for this. Do you remember why all this began in part? She was mad because Obama had a BlackBerry. Remember Obama's BlackBerry? He had a BlackBerry, and it was so secret that even what the BlackBerry cost was classified. But then we know it's over $1 million. Because they had to secure it, right? So she didn't want to have to be bothered to go sit in the SHIF. And what a SHIF is, it's a skiff SHIF, I don't know how you say it. It is a little room where you were supposed to go and read these emails. That's how classified this stuff was. She's supposed to sit in the room to read the emails and to send them. And the room is completely, you know, I mean, we obviously don't know how that's classified, protected, right? She went, whatever. I'm just going to have a server in my house. It's going to have roughly the security of a Yahoo account. And yeah, I'm just going to send stuff. And now we have the FBI in writing telling her, you can't. This is a grievous threat to national security. And her going, uh-huh. Yeah, okay, whatever. And she continues doing it. They had everything they needed to prosecute right there. And they buried it. Now tell me, which is the bigger story today? That? You want to talk obstruction of justice? Good gosh, that's obstruction of justice. We got them dead to rights in writing. Obstruction of justice by the FBI. And Hillary. But all we're going to talk about today is some hidden obstruction of justice that they cannot define what the crime was Trump was covering up. But we can define the crimes the FBI was covering up. We can define the crime the FBI committed. But they don't care. Texter rates. Well, Hillary succeeded one thing for sure, becoming the greatest criminal in recent human history. Yeah, she did. With the help of the FBI. I mean, no, my husband and I were talking about this the other day in the kitchen. I mean, just if you just forget all the partisan stuff here. I mean, when it comes to the annals of crime, Hillary Clinton truly should be studied. I mean, she should be studied in criminal justice schools. She should be studied in law schools. I mean, it is amazing. I mean, she has managed to thwart and subvert justice in law enforcement all the way from Arkansas at the local level on up to the federal level. I mean, we got them dead to rights right here. I mean, this is just one of the hundreds of ways I think we have them dead to rights in terms of crime. We've got an FBI memo. We got it right now. Judicial Watch got it with a Freedom of Information Act request warning Hillary about the cascade effect. It was highly illegal for her to operate the server in the way that she did. But and were hundreds of classified emails sent over it. That is acknowledged in the email or memo from the FBI. It's acknowledged, but they talk about the cascade effect. So, and then with the cascade effect, you have 4, 5, 6 emails on a particular subject. If you have all the emails and not just one, those individual emails are classified. You put them all together, they're beyond top secret. And so the FBI was saying that the server was such a mess that the entire thing needed to be classified. Its very existence should be classified. Again, every email is a felony. There were hundreds. They knew. The FBI knew. They put it in writing. I mean, this is the FBI documenting crimes and trying to warn Hillary, yo, we see you committed a crime over there, and we're just going to, like, warn you that that's, like, not a good idea. Oh, okay, you want to keep doing it? Okay, fine. We're good. We're good with that. And then they buried it. But that's not all. There was, in the beginning, at least some noise like they were going to investigate. This is the other thing Judicial Watch got this week. In order for the FBI to be able to investigate the server, not everybody had the clearances to see the beyond top secret stuff on it, particularly with the cascade effect. So they had to go and get basically permission, the FBI did, to investigate the server because they didn't have the necessary clearances, all of them, to do it. And they began that process as a part of the investigation into the server. And that process just happened to begin the same week James Comey began writing his memo. We know that. We just learned that, too. Wait. So, I mean, they hadn't even gotten the clearances to be able to read all the emails on the server, on Hillary's server, much less actually read them and did the investigation before James Comey started writing the exoneration memo. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's obstruction of justice. Yeah, it is. It's a cover-up. It's an illegal cover-up. I mean, just think about this for a minute. I mean, can you imagine? You and I are committing a crime at the high felony level. And I get a email from Police Chief Ken Miller. I'm going to pick on him again. I know he loves when I do this. Greenville Police Chief Ken Miller. Hey, Terry. Yeah, looks like you got a couple hundred felonies there, Terry. Could you just knock it off? And I'm like, no. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. Well, we'll just file the memo. We'll just file the email for future reference. And then when the time comes to prosecute me for these crimes, because they've become public, so now we have to. They just don't. And they start the investigation, but they never bother to finish it. They're too busy writing the exoneration memo. We got them, folks. We got them. All we need is the names of the folks on the investigation crew, and we got them. There's no need for a special counsel. All of this is broken in the last 48 hours. You hearing anything about it? No. Not much, right? We're focused on faux news. Again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.